Isn't it amazing how good questions lead so naturally to good answers, and how beautiful questions lead to even better answers? When we open ourselves to the things we don't know, we've opened the doors to discovery and wonder and greater understanding. We've opened the doors to joy. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that matter every day. You know, I doubt you'd go swimming with rocks in your pocket. It wouldn't make any sense. Yet, many of us go through similar ways of living by carrying things with us that weigh us down and hold us back from getting where we want to go. Join me this week as we consider shedding what really isn't ours. Stay with me. I think you'll be glad you did. As I prepare for a one-man exhibition of new drawings and large paintings of feathers next spring or summer, I'm naturally thinking more and more about different forms of lightness. When I hold them in my hand, I'm always amazed by how something as weightless as a feather can make flight possible. As an example of that weightlessness, I offer this week's illustration. It's a study I created in white pencil and graphite of a snow-white duck feather I found by a nearby lake. When I finished drawing it, I sat back and marveled that my rendering feels as weightless as the feather itself. Some of the reasons for that can be found in how I went about drawing it. Keeping my pencil sharp and using as few strokes as possible, I was intentional about adding nothing that wasn't absolutely necessary. In that way, I stayed true to the feather itself. It occurred to me that evening that my light-handed approach to drawing feathers might offer a window into what's possible for each of us. Each time we free ourselves of things that are unnecessary, things that aren't resonant or in harmony with who we really are, we become more liberated and less encumbered. We become free to be the weightless being we were born to be. In a recent newsletter podcast, I joined you in considering the freedoms that come when we remove some of the unnecessary things from our physical environments, including toxic habits and toxic people. This week, we're considering decluttering our inner environment to see what liberation that brings. It's not my job to speak for you, yet I'm willing to bet that most of the clutter in what I'll call your inner landscape is mind clutter, the mental activity that is completely unnecessary and usually carried out so habitually, so quietly, that we're scarcely aware we're doing it and even less aware of what that mind clutter is producing. Recently, I was counseling with someone who had a life-changing realization as we were talking. In a burst of insight, she became aware of the ways she judges and sets restricting limits for herself. In the same moment, she recognized that she acquired those suffocating habits from her parents, each of whom lived in constant states of fear. From as far back as she could remember, her parents modeled their own fears of lack and mistrust and limitation and not being good enough. Is it any wonder she spent decades unconsciously following their example and keeping herself from being fully and vibrantly alive? Is it any wonder she was so unhappy for so long? After her insight, we talked about ways of shedding the ideas that don't belong to her and the negative habits that go with those ideas. No sooner had she shed the inner clutter of her parents' thinking from her awareness than she began to live in ways that are healthy and fulfilling. "I feel like 10,000 pounds have been lifted from me," she told me. Talk about feeling lighter. I'm excited to hear what she'll tell me next. As a way of intentionally practicing lightness, it might be an interesting exercise to empty your mental pockets and see what you've been carrying around that never really belonged to you. And if a different metaphor is a better one for you, check the corners of your mental closets, or attics, or basements, or wherever you've been piling things to keep from looking at them. It'll be interesting to see what you find there. In the spirit of helping you lighten your load, this week's beautiful questions are designed to help you do just that. After you've pondered them, write and tell me what you discover. I'm eager to hear about it and celebrate your weightlessness with you. Here are my questions. Question 1. Is there a particular thought or idea that you've been repeating to yourself that's been weighing you down or holding you back? Again, is there a particular thought or idea that you've been repeating to yourself that's been weighing you down or holding you back? Question 2. To the degree that you know it, where did you first acquire it, and in what ways has that idea been keeping you from being fully alive? I'll ask it again. To the degree that you know it, where did you first acquire it, and in what ways has that idea been keeping you from being fully alive? And finally, question 3. What new and self-liberating thoughts are you willing to put into place, and when will you begin as a way of committing to yourself to being lighter overall? I'll ask that one more time. What new and self-liberating thoughts are you willing to put into place, and when will you begin as a way of committing to yourself to being lighter overall? Given the self-liberating importance of this week's consideration, I really look forward to hearing about the things you'll be doing to bring intentional lightness into your life. You deserve that. You've always deserved it. As I say each week, my light with your light. I'm so happy we can engage this way as we consider things that matter and what to do about them. If nothing else, I hope you feel inspired to look more deeply at ways of caring for yourself. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. We've also included an archive of all previous podcasts, including guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, I encourage you to share them and tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. It's a great way of spreading peace. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.